Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Just like the song said, let's start the week on the Monday morning prayer call. And that is what we are here today to do, to collectively come together to say, hey, God, hey, God, hey, God, I need you. I need you all up in my career. I need you all up in my business. I need you all up in my life because I really can't function without you. And this is a time where we just get down and get real clear with the Lord and get real transparent and say, hey, God, I need you. I need you all up in it. And if you agree with me on that, that you need God on it, not only are you on this prayer call, but you are literally saying, God, I need you. I need you. If you agree, meet me in the comments. Say, hey, God, I need you. I need you. I need you. Come on now. I need you. I need you. And so good morning again. So excited about the message the Lord has downloaded within my spirit to share with you each of you all. Okay, I see y'all comments coming in. Yes, God, I need you. And so before I jump into the message, definitely want to remind you all that every Thursday, as a community, we come together, we fast specifically for our careers, because I know there are some things that you're going through within your careers and in life in general that can trickle down to your career journey. And sometimes you may not even have the word to articulate what you are going through in that moment. But I pray that as we fast, God will reveal unsearchable things to you, meaning these ain't things that you can learn from a friend, a colleague, or anything. These ain't things that you can literally search on Google, but these are things that only God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, can reveal to us when we intentionally and actively give him our best. And that's when we are fasting. We give God our best. That's one of the ways we give God our best. Let me clarify. That's one of the ways we give God our best is when we are fasting and actively wanting to seek him first, which is the kingdom of God, seeking him first on all the things, right? Can we agree on that? God, I need to seek you first on all the things. Yes. All right. So let's get into it. So this past weekend, I was reading the word, and one of the words that I really was focusing on was around discipline. Right. We're going to start into this, but y'all going to see how this leads to where I'm about to get to. Right. So the word was in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11. It says, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful later on. Ooh, this is the good part. Right. However, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. I want to say that the first two parts again. It says, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Listen, there are some things that we're going to go through within our career, business, life in general, and we just not going to like it. Period. If you're on YouTube right now looking at my face, you're going to see clearly, it's not a face that I'm happy about. Listen, you just not going to like it. And that's the reality. That's life, right? There are some things that we're going to go through and it's going to be painful. We not going to like it. But the good news that I love that the gospel shares, the word shares later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. So, when we go through things, there's a level of endurance, and I'm getting all up in the message, but there's a level of endurance we have to develop, right? We have to develop in order to truly go through what we are going through, but come out on the other side, okay? And that's just me teeing it up. So let me give you some personal life stuff, right? So if you know me, you know that I have two beautiful little girls. I have a toddler who absolutely loves this song. This song that I'm about to talk about is called Gracie's Corner, We're Going on a Bear Hunt. Gracie's Corner, We're Going on a Bear Hunt. My toddler, she absolutely loves this song down. So, my friends, I have been on hundreds of bear hunts recently. Too many to count, but I've been on them bear hunts, okay? And them bear hunts, whew, they can be fun, but they can be like, oh, girl, we're going on another bear hunt. So, therefore, my friends, I have had some time to truly digest and analyze the lyrics of this said song, We're Going on a Bear Hunt, okay? And this is something I had done before with my oldest when she loved the song down, but this time I got a slightly new revelation, and so I really wanted to share that with you all because, again, this is in line with what we just talked about in Hebrews 12:11. So please know, if you have never heard this song, you got to hear it because the song is a whole word, but you have to be listening to it from a spiritual perspective. You can't just be listening to it with your carnal ears. You got to put your spiritual ears on this to really hear the word from the Lord, okay? And so it's a message, my friends, about going on a mission. The song is a message about targeting something. The song is a message about aiming for a goal, but hitting obstacles along the way. I'm gonna say that again. This song is about going on a mission. It's about targeting something. It's about aiming for a goal, but hitting obstacles along the way. And of course, with any prayer call, I'm always going to give you some definitions about the words that we really want to highlight. And so this word is obstacle. And so let's define what an obstacle is. Not to say you don't know what it is, but it becomes clearer when we get a good definition for it. And so the good definition for an obstacle is something that blocks you so that movement going forward or action is prevented or made more difficult. Something that blocks you so that movement going forward or action is prevented or made more difficult. Yeah. And so when these obstacles were hit, these stanzas in the song would be sung. Okay. It would say, oh no, there's tall wavy grass. We can't go over it. We can't go over it. We can't go under it. Can't go under it. We're just going to have to go through it. We're just going to have to go through it. And that's where it stands and ends. But that last part, I don't know about y'all, but that hits. The last line hits so good. Let me rewind just a little bit. It says we can't go over it. Like what? Right before we go to the hear the obstacle, they hit. It says we can't go over it. We can't go under it. We just gonna have to go through it. And they hit like four obstacles, my friends. They hit four obstacles in the song. They hit some grass. Some tall grass, they hit some big rivers, they hit some mud, and they hit a big dark cave, okay? Four obstacles, and each time they go through the obstacles, they're always sitting and analyzing. We can't go over it, even though we want to go over it. We can't go under it, even though we want to go under it, right? And we can't go, and we can't go around it. But we just gonna have to go through it. We just gonna have to go through it. But how many of y'all know? Sometimes, all the time, what this song is describing is really life. But isn't that how we do in life what this song says? We want to move past the obstacles in life. We want to move past it. We want to say we can't go over it. We want to say we can't go under it. And we're going to just have to go through it, right? We want to move past the obstacles in life, just like they did in the song. We want to move past them. And my friends, to be clear, the obstacles in life that I'm talking about here are the obstacles of the layoff, the obstacles of finding gainful employment, the obstacles of self-doubt, the obstacles of career fatigue, the obstacles of career comparison, the obstacles of career fear. My friends, that's the obstacles I'm talking about. And there could be more. The list could go on. But just like in the song, when we face these obstacles, we're going to say those same things. We're going to say, oh, no. Mm-mm. Then we're going to insert the obstacle like the song. We're going to insert, oh, no, I just got laid off. Oh, no, I'm experiencing those career comparison. Oh, no, I'm finding gainful employment. It's hard. Finding gainful employment is hard, meaning your job search is going nowhere. Oh, no. That is the obstacles, my friends, I am talking about. And we're going to say those same things. We can't go over it. We can't go under it. We're just going to have to go through it. And emphasis on have to, because there are things that we just simply are going to go through. It's going to be painful. Going back to Hebrews 12:11, it's going to be painful. It's going to be unpleasant. But later on, my friends, it's going to produce a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. And so when we go through certain things, when we go through these obstacles of life, my friends, when we go through these things, we're going to learn. There's some things we're going to go through, but can I encourage you to go through it, since we got to go through it? Because there's no going over it. There's no going under it. We're just going to have to go through it. But can I encourage you this morning to go through it, knowing that God don't miss, like we talked about last week? Can I encourage you to go through it, knowing that you come this far by faith, and the God you serve, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, let me remind you, will never leave nor forsake you. Can I encourage you that when you go through it, remembering to lean not to your own understanding. Lean not to your own understanding, my friends, and in all your ways, submit to God. Submit to God, and God will do what the word says. It says God will make your path straight. God will make your path straight. And so also, let me encourage you, when you are going through it, go through it and develop through it. That's something that's what we really ultimately try to avoid, because we know, or should know, right? As professionals, when we go through certain things in our careers or businesses in life, God is really developing us. He's developing us, and developing us to be stronger, And I can't share this with you enough, but when you go through it, develop through it. Come out stronger on the other side, victorious, knowing that you are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ, period. And so when we focus on the goal that we're going after, when we focus on what's on the other side of this, that's when we can really start to truly endure in a, not just a frustrated or a sad space or anything like that, or a depression state, but endure from an abundance, a place of abundance. You see, do you see the difference? You're not going to endure from a place of emptiness or a place of sadness or a place of depression. We're going to endure from a place of abundance, always focusing on, like, God, if you got me here, clearly, I know there's something on the other side of this. And that's what we can say confidently, because in the word, it says that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. And so if we know that and believe that to be true, if we're more than conquerors, that means we're going to defeat this. We are going to conquer whatever obstacle is standing in our way, period. Point blank, period. We're going to conquer the job loss. We're going to conquer the job search. We're going to conquer the career comparison. Even though when we compare ourselves to people, ooh, my friends, this is not even in my notes, but let me tell you something. When you compare your career, compare your business, compare your life with anybody else's, you're literally slapping God in the face. Let me break that down even further. You're slapping God in the face because you're like, God, I don't want this life. I want their life. And God is saying to you, like, child, this is the life I'm designing for you. And if I'm designing it and truly your God, the person that the God that made you, the God that gave you all that you need, then what you over there comparing your life to them for? You literally slapping God in the face and saying, God, I don't like this at all. I don't like what you gave me, right? But God is saying, lean in more to me, develop more spiritually within me, get to know me a little bit better so that you can know what I gave you is gold. What I gave you is good, right? What I gave you is gold and what I gave you is good. Whew. My God, that wasn't even in my notes, y'all, but the Lord, Holy Spirit just pivoted me to say that because that is timely and it aligns with this message. And so, my friends, can we collectively say, I will go through the obstacle and grow, G-R-O-W, grow through the obstacle? Can we say that? Can we collectively say, I will go through the obstacle? Because guess what? We got to go through it. We got to go through it. We got to go through it. And I will grow, G-R-O-W, grow through the obstacles. Meaning I'm a grow in endurance. I'm a grow in discipline. I'm a grow in spirit and in truth about who God is shaping me to be. In which God is shaping us all to be true servant leaders for such a time as this, a true servant leader to truly lead with the posture of a God-centered career, a God-centered business, I mean, a God-centered life, right? That's what God is shaping us to be. That's who he is shaping us to become, right? And so these obstacles, we're going to do what? We're going to grow in endurance. We're going to grow in discipline. Because when we go through certain trials and tribulations, there's ways we have to conduct ourselves. And because we know there are ways that we have to conduct ourselves, then that means there is a level of discipline that has to take place. There's a level of discipline that's going to have to be within us in order to operate within that season, operate effectively, that is, within that season. And so we're definitely by default going to grow in discipline when we go through these obstacles. And we're also, last but not least, going to grow in spirit and in truth about who God is shaping us to be, period, and truly become the servant leaders that God is calling us to be in this season, okay? And so overall, my friends, this is a message about really keep going. I'm not sure exactly what you may be going through at this point in time in your life, but keep going and keep growing. Keep going and keep growing. Can we just meet me in the comments? Just say that boldly, loudly. Keep going and keep growing. I will keep going and I will keep growing. I will keep going and I will keep growing. Ooh, I don't know about y'all, but I feel that so good in my spirit this morning. I feel that so good to keep going, to keep and keep growing. Because that's exactly what you are doing in the midst of the season that you may find yourself in the midst of the obstacle. When you face the obstacle, you may be facing the obstacle now, you may be facing the obstacle later on, or you may have already faced the obstacle. But listen, when you face the obstacle, you're going to grow. You're growing throughout that process, right? It may be painful. Like the word says, let me bring it back to Hebrews 12:11. All right. It says, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful, or no obstacle. The obstacle, my friends, that we face, it's not going to be pleasant. It's going to be painful. The word says that. It is no secret around that, right? But later on, this is the good news that we can hold on to in the midst of going through the obstacle. However, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. And I just declare and decree this morning that we have been trained by it. We have been trained by it. We have been blessed by the best. We have been blessed by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And we are going to keep going and to keep growing in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. And so let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, I thank you for their life. I thank you for building them up. I thank you for empowering them. I thank you for allowing them to know your truth about them. I thank you for allowing them to reflect on what you have called them to be in this earthly realm. I thank you for their assignments, God. I thank you for the people that they are going to impact by them just simply being obedient, God, in this season. God, I thank you for a victorious job search. God, I thank you for victory in the interview, favor found in their interviews. God, I thank you for pivots, peaceful pivots in their career. God, I thank you for the environment that they're going to plant themselves in when they enter into their workplaces, when they enter into new territory within their careers. God, I thank you for a peaceful environment that is that you have set the atmosphere in before they even enter, God. And when they do enter, allow the God in them to just exude all over the room and allow it to be a sweet fragrance of you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for allowing the obstacles to be places of development, God, in our life, in the name of Jesus. Allow us to remember that when we're going through, we are really growing and being shaped and developed and molded into who you have called us to be in this earthly realm. And God, I just declare and decree that we're going to come out stronger. We're going to come out more than conquerors, God. And we know we are more than conquerors. And so because we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, I can't emphasize that enough, that we know that we are victorious by default. And so God, when we are going through these unpleasant times, these painful times, allow us to hold on and remember that it's going to produce a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. And God, we have been trained by it. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. God, we thank you for constantly covering us with your favor, your grace, your mercy, God. Lord, protect us, divinely protect us, despite your angels around our holy temples and around wherever we may be going in. Bless us from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet, God. And we thank you for always being in the midst. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth, conquer, have a wonderful, productive, and blessed work week. And I will catch you back up here next time. All right, be blessed, y'all. Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.